answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two of this live Friday edition, November 19th, 2004. Congressman Ron Paul is coming up in the next hour with legislative updates on the omnibus spending bill that's got forced mental screening of all Americans, starting with children in it. Also with what's happening with the national ID card legislation that's not dead yet. And we're taking your calls right now. We're also talking about the national news coverage that started of our movement, Americans Against Arnold and ArnoldExposed.com. We're talking to Daniel in Texas, who says he's an attorney, a counselor. And up at the courthouse where he's at in Texas, he talks to his so-called conservatives, and they're like, oh, yeah, forced mental screening. We think it's great. Tell me more about it.
Well, Alex, I just find it interesting that, of course, again, I say these are people that are educated. These are people that consider themselves to be Republicans, consider themselves to be conservative. And it just slays me when I discuss this with them. Bring it to their attention, and they say, oh, well, that's good. Well, then what are you going to do when they force your child to submit the medications? Oh, well, I'm not sure about that. That might not be such a good idea. And you talk to them about...
Well, also, you know, the Republicans are all lining up Bush and the usual suspects, or in I Love Arnold Hatch. They're going, oh, he's going to be your senator, and that's the way it is with abortion, and, oh, we're going to put Gonzalez in as pro-abortion, and we're going to put all these people in, but you just shut up and take it. And we're going to promote the attorney general of Alabama that went after Judge Roy Moore, and you're going to like it, too. And you tell these neocons, and they go, you like Kerry. And I go, no, we don't like either one. They just can't get it through their pea brains.
Well, all these people I talk to, they all know me well enough to understand that I'm just anti-New World Order, period. They full well understand I don't buy into the bicephalous plutocracy.
Well, do they understand that Stalin was really the first, and then Hitler did it too, but forced psychological testing, and then, oh, you're crazy.
Well, I try to bring this to their attention. I talk to them about incremental globalism. And, They are just, even for as educated and as bright as some of these people can be, just say, well, can't happen here. And
it's denial. First they'll say it's a good idea, then when you face the facts with them, they'll go, okay, well, it isn't going to happen. As it's happening.
And when I was talking to them this morning while I was over at the courthouse, I found but one of them who says, well, I'm against that Arnold thing. I brought the Arnold Exposed up to them to bring that to their attention and get them to look into that. It's just amazing. And
well, let me guess. They said, "Oh, that'll never happen." You go, "Well, the bills are introduced." Well, okay.
Well, again, they're unaware of the facts that I try to bring it to their attention. Well, aren't you aware that the?
Okay, listen. I appreciate your call. Hold on. What was that, John? Oh, boy, we've got our guest, and there is a lot of callers been wanting to talk to her. And she's, is it Liza or Lisa Morgenthaler-Jones? Liza, it's great to have you on with us.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no. Well, we're about to break. We can hold you through the break, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'll be talking to you during the break. It's so good to have you on. We've had callers that are really interested in this whole Arnold thing. And for those that don't know, she is one of the head folks with this grassroots movement to get Arnold, the amendment changed, so Arnold can run for president. We'll talk to her about why she's for that after this quick break. And, John, let me go right to her during the break. I want to talk to her a little bit before we go on air and to find out how long she can stay with us. Ms. Jones, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. This is an absolute honor to be talking to somebody leading such an incredible movement. We'll be right back with Ms. Jones. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dad, that cocoon stuff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable. And you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're honored to have her. She's Lizza Morgenthaler Jones, and the Associated Press reports that she is behind the Silicon-based group that began airing ads supporting the constitutional change to Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution, so Arnold and others who are foreign-born can run for president. And Ms. Jones, are you with us?
I am, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. It's just great. Tell us how you came up with this idea. I mean, I know that according to the San Francisco Chronicle, you were one of the first people to join his campaign, and you were on his finance committee, Arnold Schwarzenegger's. Can you tell us why you did this and what type of person Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
Yeah, I went through the same process of assessing him that probably all your listeners are going through. I was invited to a fundraiser 2 years ago for his first political activity, which was Proposition 49. And that was an idea out here to keep kids busy during the prime crime time hours between 3 and 8 p.m. when, if you, as Arnold put it, if you spend a dollar to keep them in school and doing school activities, then we can save $3 on police, crime prevention, insurance, theft, breakage, etc. So I looked at him and thought, you know, I walked into that meeting thinking muscle-bound meathead, but my friend had been telling me that he was going to run for governor someday, and he was being coached by our former governor, Pete Wilson's team. So I walked in thinking I have to check this guy out, and I walked out of there thinking he could go all the way to the White House if there weren't that little impediment, because this guy, He does the right thing, and he does it sensibly with our money.
He does. Well, now, just so I can understand this, I mean, that kind of fits into the Goals 2000 and the No Child Left Behind. I've seen a federal plan to kind of keep kids into school till 8 o'clock at night to keep them out of trouble. And so he was successful with that proposition, wasn't he?
He was exceedingly successful, although the funny thing was we all knew, those of us who paid any attention in this state, that it would not go into effect for some number of years because we were going into such a hideous deficit, which Gray Davis, our then governor, kept papering over. There was no way this proposition we were working for would be enacted, really go into effect for three to 5 years.
Okay, when did you decide to launch this movement to try to amend the Constitution? Because Arnold has been saying, oh, you know, I support the amendment, but I'm not, you know, really behind this group, even though it's some of his former campaign top folks, like yourself. But he's also had Orrin Hatch. He's also had Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Rohrabacher, I'm sure you saw a couple weeks ago, November 3rd, San Jose Mercury News, said that, hey, the Republican leadership wants him to run when President Bush is done. I'm sure you saw that quote.
No, I missed that quote, and thank you for telling me about it. That's hilarious, because I assure you, I talked with Bill Frist, who was 5 years ahead of me at Princeton. We were both back for our reunion.
That's the leader of the Senate.
Yes, last spring. And Bill, of course, has his eye on the presidency, as does John McCain and several others. And Bill had just met Arnold 2 days earlier. He said, I like Arnold. I told the president he has solid values. I thought, Bill...
Arnold has solid values.
I thought, I think, Bill, I don't think you understand the size of the tidal wave that's coming at you. It's Arnold really does have solid values, but they're not exactly Bill Frist's values.
Well, I mean, Lizza Morgenthaler-Jones, come on. I mean, it's obvious that you guys are kind of surrogates for Arnold out there pushing this.
What's interesting is I call us in the middle distance because none of us are paid. We're all volunteers. Not one of us has taken money from Arnold ever. We've all been donors to him. But I've been waiting for somebody to start this, and it finally dawned on me no one who's been in his pay can do this because it looks like he's trying to buy the presidency, and anyone who's too far away from him doesn't know him, doesn't understand.
But it's funny, Ms. Jones, because about 3 weeks before you guys announced last Saturday, he started going on national TV, and it was being brought up, and then Rohrabacher and others were all over TV, Jay Leno on TV promoting this. So, boy, it looks like the campaign's already started.
Oh, it did. I mean, we started this effort in mid-August, and we asked Arnold about it 3 days later. Remember, my husband and I are one of Arnold's top 100 donors, which is a distinction I hope to lose because I'm not very proud of that. But what we did was to start this on August 13th, and 3 days later we were at a big donor dinner for Arnold. I said, you know, we've started a 501c4 to amend the Constitution because I needed to know, number one, did Arnold want to do this? And I was pretty sure he did, but I didn't want to be wasting our time.
Well, he's publicly said he wants to amend it, and he's agreed with your program.
He would like to have it happen. Number two, I had to find out whether anyone else was doing it because I couldn't believe somebody else wasn't already doing it. But in subsequent discussions with Arnold, and I have seen him, probably four times in the past 4 months, and they're very brief discussions because this man, you've got to understand, about 2 minutes of his time is worth its weight in gold. There are so many people tugging at him. It is, I don't know how he doesn't lose his mind. I certainly
Miss Jones, you sound a bit smitten with the Austrian oak.
Believe me, as president, I think I would be prouder of him than anyone probably in my lifetime. He would be, I think, you know, fiscally conservative, socially liberal, where most of us are in the middle. Don't take all our money, don't let people die in the streets, and stay out of our bedroom.
Now let me bring this up to you. Have you heard about a group starting a website, ArnoldExposed.com, that is going to start a national movement against your national movement?
I have not heard of it. Thank you for telling me about it. They have a perfect right to do so. And nothing pleases me better than a big, fat, open discussion of this. Particularly, I love the fact we're talking about the Constitution. You know, most of us never read it, and we all say, it's sacred, and there are not many things left that are sacred in our modern-day age, especially when you've got breasts popping out at the Super Bowl and things like that. But, you know, the Constitution is still sacred to us, and I love the fact we're talking about it.
Yeah, but you say on your website it's amended every 13, and your ad you say every 8. I'm not sure how many it is, but... But sometimes we get the income tax or we get prohibition. We get some pretty bad things out of these. And you know, we wouldn't just be Arnold who could run for president. It'd be all these other people. But let's talk about Arnold. He doesn't deny that he told Rolling Stone magazine that he dreams of being a dictator. Are you aware of that statement?
That, I think, was when he was in his teens, and every man I know, maybe you accepted, dreams of ruling the world and getting every chick he wants when he's in his
Actually,
teens.
Actually, I've never dreamed of ruling the world. Responsibility I've got already is enough, but I do dream of living free, though, and I think about the future of my children and
Amen.
Humanity. That's what I dream of, is humanity reaching greater heights and technological and development. But let me bring up something else. Arnold has not denied, and scores of people have said this, magazine interviews, book proposals, he just says he can't remember now, that he admired Hitler. Do you think every young man has said he admires Hitler?
No, you know, I think the rest of that phrase has to be in there, because he was talking about Jesus Christ, JFK, Hitler, their ability to command the attention of people, to speak so well and so compellingly that people...
Yeah, I dreamed of being a savior like Jesus. I mean, that sounds like total megalomaniacal delusions of grandeur to me.
If you say so, you're talking about a guy who said this when he was in his 20s.
And what about 1986, 30-something years old, at his wedding, tons of news media, family. He says, people told me not to mention Kurt because of all the Nazi stuff. This is a quote. But I love him and Maria loves him, and so thank you, Kurt. Then he went to Austria, campaigned for him, in the middle of the firestorm over Kurt Waldheim being an admitted top Nazi going after Americans and Jews in Serbia.
I wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have done it. But I'll tell you one thing that is the hallmark of Arnold. He is loyal to his old friends. And when I went to a birthday party that they had down for his birthday last August 2nd, there was Franco Colombo and a lot of his old weightlifting buddies whom he could have left in the dust 20 years ago. He stays loyal sometimes.
We talked to Tommy Chung. He said Tommy Chung claims that he smoked marijuana with Arnold just a few years ago, but Arnold won't talk to him or be friends with him now.
I don't know Tommy Chung, so you have my apologies. My observation
We have the video.
My observation is that Tommy, rephrase, that people whom Arnold has some affection for, he stays loyal to, and it doesn't matter how small, how unimportant they are in the
world. What about all the sexual harassment? That's not 1986.
No, I agree with you on that, and I wrote an op-ed piece about it last year after the election, because I was at headquarters, in the campaign headquarters in Santa Monica, watching Arnold during his press conference. And you remember he walked out at the end and said, as he was walking out, a reporter said, "What about the allegations of sexual harassment?" And Arnold said, "Old news." I thought, don't you dare. Don't you turn into
one of those. Yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, and to take that attitude, I mean, cop to it and say, I blew it. I was badly behaved. I shouldn't have done it. And I know better.
Yeah, but
now.
Badly behaved. I mean, people get run out of any businesses. I mean, we're talking about stuff he hasn't denied. I mean, stuff that running up and grabbing on women. I mean, if I did that, believe me, most women would call the police and I'd be arrested for sexual assault.
Actually, if you did that, some women might feel complimented, but that's because you're well known. So, what can I say? Some of this is celebrity stuff. Some of it is movie stuff.
Yeah, but they're not gods. They're not they play by the same rules, especially when you try to enter politics.
I completely agree with you, and I would point out Arnold's had 2 hours of sexual harassment training along with the rest of his staff. I think that was last January. And he said, I get it. What I did was not only not well-behaved, things have changed, and you got to be careful what you say about how a woman looks and complimenting her.
What about Arnold meeting with Michael Milken and Ken Lay right in the middle of the energy crisis at a big hotel?
I think that one's goofy, I have to confess. I'm sure he did. I'm knowing Arnold. He has a hungry mind, and I suspect he knew zip-zero-nada about energy. So they probably wanted to talk to him. And I've seen, you know, billionaires go soft in the knees when they get to talk to Arnold. So,
but they had to get rid of Davis because he was going forward with those suits. What about Bohemian Grove? I saw Karl Rove a month before he ran for governor said, "We want Arnold." Did you see that in the San Francisco Chronicle?
No, I missed that.
Do you know what the Bohemian Grove is?
I do indeed.
Is your husband in that?
He knows some of the people.
Oh, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Sure.
Hey, listen, it's Arnold's song in the background. Hear it?
I would have said his song was America the Beautiful, but what can I say?
It's Conan the Barbarian.
Conan
the Usurper.
Oh,
King Conan. We'll be back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Lisa Morgenthaler Jones on Arnold's campaign committee, one of the first people that joined him back last year when he ran for governor. And I'm going to be honest with you, Miss Jones. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to play this anymore with you. I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, and I'm launching the national movement, ArnoldExposed.com, and we have got all the scholarly documents posted. We're going to be posting even more. We're going to have a stream of witnesses and people on this broadcast, as we've had in the past, to expose this. And you talk about where there's smoke, there's fire. This is unbelievable. You know, we can ignore his father being an SS officer. We can't ignore him campaigning for SS officers and being photographed with them in 1999 in Austria. And where there's smoke, there is fire.
Hey, I am delighted. If he's sneaky, I'm the first one who says you ought to find it. I think you will find his heart is true. But if it isn't, go get him.
Well, number one, I support the Constitution. You know what a constitutional convention can do?
Oh, and everyone dreads it because we don't want the can of worms that would open.
Well, that's what you're going to have.
Possibly, but it, you know...
No, that's the only way it works. You've got to have 38 states and everything can be rewritten. The Second Amendment, which Arnold, I guess, isn't for. The borders, which I guess he isn't for. So now I'm starting to get the picture here.
Well, remember, the other way to do it is two-thirds of each House of Congress and the 38 states. I personally wouldn't go to the trouble of calling a constitutional convention, I think, at this moment anyway.
Well, that's how you do it.
That's the other way.
Say you're going to have a four-year plan. Describe your four-year plan to us.
4 to 6 years, and it's just exactly what you and I are doing, which is, you know, people talked about this here and there, but by having run this little tiny ad in five cities in California, we've got the nation talking about 12 million people.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. You know, we've put out our press release. We've talked to the media. We'll see if we get on all these big national TV shows. 80%+ of Americans in major polls are against what you're doing. I'm sure you've seen those polls. And so let's see if the individuals who really support the views of the people, the founding fathers, the Federalist Papers, and what America's about, we'll see if we get the same attention.
You know, somewhere along the line, I'll bet you do. At this moment, the one-year anniversary of Arnold's inauguration, you're not going to get it just because they're having such a fun time celebrating him. At some point, I would be willing to bet you will. And particularly...
I think by next week, I think we're going to be exposing the Maximum Leader quite nicely. It's already been on CNN today and the Associated Press and about, I'm told, over 100 newspapers. So.
You go, Alex. If he's a bad boy, I think the world should know, particularly before I spend the next 4 years of my life trying to...
You know, Liz, I think you like bad boys.
I absolutely like bad boys. You know, we don't need a wimp. We do not need a wimp in the White House.
Yeah, I think I got you assessed. You know what? You're just something else, though. You're just an effervescent, bubbly person.
Well, remember, all the men in my family were military. My father was a captain in World War II. My uncle as well. Both my grandfathers served in the Navy and the Army. And I have a really clear understanding of the fact that, as my father says, a leader must be pleasantly implacable.
And how do you say leader in German?
I have no idea. But Führer is, I think, what they call the supreme leader.
And you're for Arnold being our supreme leader, are you not?
Well, I am if you don't find anything really awful about him.
I don't think I find anything good about him.
You need to live in California for
He's
a
an
week.
Open border? Yeah, where your deficit has doubled since he got in?
Oh, no. It doubled before he came in, and Gray Davis fibbed about it before he was... I mean, Gray Davis knew we were walking into a $38 billion deficit. And
he ran Enron? I thought he was suing him. I didn't know he met with him in a hotel.
I don't want to shock you, but Enron actually was not the biggest reason. Our deficit, a large chunk of our deficit came about because we had $19 billion in capital gains.
Well, $9 billion of it was Enron, my dear.
$19 billion of it was capital gains tax revenues that we got during the dot-com nuttiness in 2000. And when all that went away, suddenly we went from $19 billion in revenues to $1 billion.
Do you know what in Austria what they call a regional governor?
No.
A Gruppenführer. I'm not kidding. By the way, do you know Arnold's name doesn't mean black plowman?
Well, Arnold translates eagle power, but I don't remember what Schwarzenegger does not mean.
It means darkness of the darkness.
Ooh, well, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah, like Bohemian Grove.
Oh, let's put it this way.
You know, I've been to Bohemian Grove.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
Tell me more.
Shot the video of it. Cremation of Care, July 15, 2000. Ask your friends about it.
I will.
They like me.
Good to know.
Yeah. Oh, you're a nice lady. I can tell that, Miss Jones. You're really nice to spend all this time with us, too.
It's been a pleasure. I'm really grateful to you.
Well, you're not going to leave us. Remember, you agreed to stay to take calls.
I will stay if you would like me, but I'm grateful to you because, you know, if Arnold needs to be outed, I'd be really grateful if you did it now before I spend several years of my life trying to fix this. So.
We're going in full throttle.
Go, Alex.
Nothing can stop it now.
Ooh.
Us Texans are a lot better than some Nazi crowd. We'll be
my
right
roommate,
back.
My...
Thank you. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The cowboy versus the kraut. We're going to see who wins in this fight. Let me just say this. In World War II, we whipped their behinds real good. It's kind of a knockoff on a Monty Python quote. We're talking to good old Lisa Morgenthaler Jones. And their website is menforarnold.com. You can learn all about getting rid of sections of the Constitution at that site. She's the bravest guest I've ever had on. I have to commend her on that. And but she's a high-powered lady, Princeton graduate, big mutual fund manager. We'll go to Mike in Florida, Kevin in Massachusetts, others here in a few minutes. If you want to talk to her specifically, I know a lot of callers were holding before, we're weeding through those. If you want to talk to her, we're keeping a few lines open, 1-800-259-9231. And we've launched ArnoldExposed.com, and we're defending this republic 110%. All right, Lisa?
Yes.
You ready to take some calls?
I would be honored.
All right, Mike in Florida. You've got her in the sights.
Thank you very much. The only thing that worries me is that if we have this country accept a foreign-born leader as president, what's the next step? A world leader to run our country?
Well, Bill Clinton's going to be the next Secretary General, eight of the G8, or seven of the G8 lined up. And we'll have Bill Clinton and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go ahead.
To be honest, I think we're worried about something we don't need to... I mean, I'll make a humorous comment because I have in this past week been, you know, on innumerable TV shows and radio shows. I think we could safely pass this amendment because post-911, Americans are so scared of foreigners, we ain't never going to elect one. And while we're on the subject, guys...
Then why would you want to pass it?
Because it would be the right thing to do.
Well,
you know,
let me just say this. Let me just tell you this.
Hey,
this
Alex,
important
let
history
me finish.
List.
Come on, Alex. Let me finish.
All right.
85 years ago, I'll point out to you, your grandmother and mine couldn't run for president. Half this nation couldn't run for president because they couldn't freaking vote. We haven't elected a woman president yet. Why are we scared of foreigners?
Well, I'm not afraid of a woman president if she's an American. I'm not afraid of a black president, a Hispanic president, as long as they love this country and they were born here in this country. But let me say this to you. Leopold II in Austria in 1789 was sending in Austrians with money to try to get elected, overthrowing Poland and other areas. Good old Napoleon Bonaparte was Italian. Adolf Hitler was Austrian.
I think Napoleon was actually Corsican, but anyway.
Well, he was from Italy.
The island off Italy, anyway.
Okay, well, point is, he's from Italy. He was an Italian citizen when he left Corsica.
Okay.
You're right, Corsica. We talked about that yesterday. Well, is Corsica foreign from France?
As far as I know.
Okay, well, that's my point. It was an Italian province. So what we're dealing with here...
I think they were all short, actually. I think they were short. Arnold's not short. Maybe it's not as bad with tall guys.
Ah.
Short man's disease. You know what they talk
yes,
about.
Yes, an analogy. we know. But, Mike, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, good to hear from you. Kevin? In Mass, you're on the air with Her Lordship.
Thanks for taking my call. Some of us Christians now know about the 40-foot owl-like statue called Moloch and worshipped as a false god or idol from the occult. It's another incarnation of Baal, which back in the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, described how it required the sacrifice of children. Have you read, Ms. Jones, the Franklin cover-up? Written by former Senator John DeCamp, Republican?
Yes, we've interviewed him, and let me just bring this up at that point. We talked about Bohemian Grove here, where Arnold's a member. We talked about Karl Rove
actually,
there.
Actually, Arnold is not a member.
Well, I know he goes all the time.
He does?
According to press reports, yes, Arnold goes to the Grove.
Fascinating. Well, you obviously, I got to start reading what you're reading.
Well, let me just elaborate on that. If he's not a member, he certainly is a guest multiple times.
Okay.
Since 1986, according to press reports.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, you said you know about Bohemian Grove?
I mean, you know, anyone who lives in San Francisco knows about it.
Well, you got the club offices based there by the city offices, but I'm talking about in Northern California.
Oh, sure. Everybody knows about it. I mean, everybody who lives here knows about it. They have protests there every year.
Yeah, well, I've been there for the protest, too, but I'm the first and only person to sneak in and get video of it. And German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, before Helmut Kohl and Gerhard Schroeder back in the 80s, wrote a book called Men in Power as a Political Retrospective. And he said that I'm CFR, I'm for lateral commission, we're for world government. We really make the decisions at the Bohemian Grove. It's a Germanic cult that we set up. And that's what Skull and Bones is, too. Were you aware of that?
I am fascinated because my brother was at Yale, same class as George W. My brother, incidentally, was Dean's List and W. was not. And so he never said much. He was not a member of Skull and Bones, or at least if he was, he didn't tell us.
Well, so no, my only point to you is that's what the caller's bringing up, is are you aware of the worship of the idol that goes on there?
There is a lot of laughter about that because people laugh about it, but let's put it this way. Our friends, those people we know who are any part of it, are normal, happy. You know, some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans.
Such a nice man.
Well, they seem to get along together, and
yeah.
they don't bust each other's chops. I've never been at a cremation of care. They won't let women in there. So like I said, you know, women are second-class citizens. We kind of empathize with these immigrants because they're second-class citizens, too.
Alex?
Yes.
Break in. I had quick comment. I was wondering if you could let folks know, is there a way to donate to your new organization, Americans Against Arnold, other than PayPal? I think that would help. For some
yes, you can write checks payable to Alex Jones, and in the memo section, just say for Americans Against Arnold, and 100% will go towards the fight. We're going to set up a separate account in a week or so. And write to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Alex, can I close one other comment?
Sure.
I hope folks, I could be wrong, but listening to her, I'm reminded of Cecil Wheeler or Arizona Wilder, and I just want folks to pray for the soul.
All right, thanks for the call, sir. Anything you want to comment on before I take a few more calls and let you go, Liza?
Oh, what would I say? I mean, it's what I said before, which is we fear a Manchurian candidate, and we're right to fear that, except that, you know, hypnotherapy doesn't work that well. I'm sorry. They haven't come up with a technique.
The caller just brought that stuff up, and you're now saying, tell us more.
Well, I was at Orrin Hatch's hearing, Judiciary Committee hearing last month in D.C., and that's what we're all afraid of. I mean, none of us want to be run by somebody outside the country. We barely want to be run by somebody inside the country.
Yeah, well, Arnold hasn't given up his dual citizenship with Austria.
I tell you, if we thought he could run for president, I suspect you would find he did it in a heartbeat.
Because he's keeping it open, so he might run for Austrian president.
I find that hard to believe, frankly. You have to live in Austria, which is a cute place. But if you've been there, the sense of life left that country a long time ago. You know, I sometimes look at the world and think everybody who had any get up and get came to America, and that's why the rest of the world seems to be just stuck in a rut.
I saw America and thought that's what I should be. Well, I could be number one. I was dreaming of being some dictator or something.
What's wrong with wanting to be number one?
I admired Hitler. He was a little man who came from nothing with his speech. You
well,
know, speech is important. It didn't mean the words we use get respect and other things.
That's the truth. And it also helps to be 6 feet plus and weigh 240 pounds with a 60-inch chest.
Arnold doesn't weigh 240 pounds.
Not anymore, but he did at his prime.
Oh, my gosh. So I can go out here to Ditch Diggers and find somebody bigger than that, and that should be our president?
Well, if he's got a good brain and some governing experience, I'd be willing to check him out.
A good brain. Did you know that he admits to steroid use and that can cause delusions of grandeur and psychotic breaks?
Oh, baby, I think, frankly, his jaw is as big as it is because of all those steroids he took.
Oh, baby, when you talk about it.
You got to remember, Alex, I came from biotech. I mean, I actually retired. I don't run money anymore. But my beat was biotechnology. I was good enough at it that I was number one in the nation out of all mutual.
Well, a jaw that big, steroids don't grow your jaw. Only one thing does, GH.
Growth hormone?
Yeah.
Actually, well, it's interesting about that because I have read that, the area over your prefrontal lobe, sort of your skull, can start growing further because of steroids. So,
well, if you take them when you're still in puberty, I believe that's true.
Okay. I don't know when Arnold started taking them, but I must say I look at...
I don't know that he ever took GH. He hasn't admitted to that.
It wasn't really around, I think, when he was doing it, because the first growth hormone was Genentech, as far as I know, and that was the early 80s.
Well, actually, before that, they were extracting it from monkeys.
Ooh. Alex, you get around. How do you know this stuff?
18 hours a day in the combat zone.
The man never sleeps. He never eats. He never drinks.
No, just 18 hours.
Mm.
It's very empowering. I enjoy it.
Mm.
Let's talk to folks. This is some serious stuff this lady's spewing. I want you to know that. High tech. Let's talk to Dennis in Michigan. Dennis, you're on the air with what should I call her? With the goddess.
Ooh,
go ahead. Yeah. Go
nice
ahead.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate being on the air with you.
Yes, sir.
I was calling for a different reason, but it ties in exactly.
Okay, launch, because we've got a lot of other callers. We're asking callers if they're for her.
Please,
go ahead.
Please. This is the day of the Gettysburg Address.
Oh.
And everybody should take a look at Ezekiel 11:19, because that's the reason Lincoln selected the Gettysburg Address, to give us a new heart. And Arnold is no Lincoln. The Republican Party should remove Lincoln from their... ballot, even, because there are no Republicans that even have any idea who Lincoln was.
Amen.
And Article 5 of the Constitution says amendments in the plural. And what they do is they tend to change the wording just slightly. When Satan was testing Eve and when he was testing Christ, he just twisted the words and changed them. And what they tend to do is hype it up for a constitutional amendment, and then they add the word, if the states don't pass it, we have a constitutional convention.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff that was passed where Washington just declared it had passed, like the income tax, and we've even had state attorney generals on and others covering this. Now, I know we got masses of calls coming in, folks, but if you want to talk to her specifically, we've only got 3 minutes or so left with her. It's 1-800-259-9231. Do we have callers specifically for her, John? Martin in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, Alex, I've been listening to her for the last half an hour, and you know,
she's highly trained.
I was going to make an intellectual argument, but I wouldn't want to throw any intellect her way. This woman makes me sick.
Oh, she's smart. Don't give her credit.
This altruistic, bubbly little, type attitude just makes you sick. You know, the people who really make up this country, the blood and guts grassroots people who believe in our Constitution and our freedoms, are not fools, woman. Get that through your head. Get off the bandwagon. Get off the Arnold Schwarzenegger bandwagon. The guy's evil, and if you want to be associated with him, then maybe you are too, and thank you.
What do you say to that?
I'm sympathetic, because before I met Arnold, I thought he was a muscle-bound idiot with delusions of grandeur. But
I was dreaming of being a big dictator.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting is when you start working with him, and you judge a man by the people he surrounds himself with, he has deliberately gotten Democrats and Republicans, the strongest, smartest people he can find in his administration, forcing them to work together, talk together, argue it out, and then let him pick the best.
Yeah, but
solution.
The founding fathers said gridlock was good. We don't want consensus. We want separation of powers.
Exactly. They say George Washington wasn't terribly smart, but what he did was to get smart people together, let them argue it out, and then pick the best options from what they.
But that's not exactly. That's Delphi method. No, we don't agree. We want gridlock. Gridlock is good.
Yeah. But it is also in the.
But listen, 80% of people in major polls, and I know you've seen these, and in some conservative polls, 98.2, are against amending the Constitution for Arnold or anybody else.
Hallelujah. They're also against amending for a lot of other things, and it's a good thing, or we would have thousands of amendments instead of.
You're pushing for this, and then you say, oh, good, good, good. You just agree, and then refoist your argument.
I am honored by the fact that this could take 4 to 6 years because my fellow Americans are smart enough that they don't just roll over every time somebody wants to amend the Constitution.
Yeah, it takes time to twist their minds and inundate and condition them to accept it, like Patriot Act 2 and national ID cards. And by the way, Arnold's got this minion in there over your DMV to put satellite tracker boxes and tax everybody by the mile. I mean, just everything.
I have to say, that one, I haven't read enough about that one. I thought that was weird, and I don't know what I think of that, but when I've done some research, I will be interested, because I'm with you. You know, I am a libertarian by background.
Ma'am, it's 25 cents a mile when the gas tax is 18 cents a gallon in California. And that's roughly 20 times the existing tax, and it's a federal plan. Other states are putting it in.
Which is why I suspect Arnold will do some down.
And Arnold passes the buck just like he does with you, and he goes, that's not me. That's my new DMV person. Or that's not me. That's just what Miss Jones is doing, but I do support it.
Well, the truth of the matter is he can't get close to us, or it will look like he's trying to buy the presidency with his money and his connections. He's got no business. And truthfully, if he worked 24/7 and never slept like you, he still couldn't solve all of California's problems.
Has Arnold told you this?
Has Arnold told me what?
Has Arnold? I mean, I'm sure you've talked to Arnold since you launched this a month ago.
About four times.
Okay, what did he say?
He was pleased, you know. How would you feel if you came to this country with nothing and 36 years later they're actually thinking about amending?
Yeah, but describe what he said to you in that conversation when he was pleased with you.
Well, I said, we have started a 501c4, which is what you do when you're a serious political organization, to amend the Constitution. And he said, that is wonderful. You know, what is he going to say? It's wonderful. He can't have anything to do with it. All he's done for us is to give us a photo, which is something.
I mean, do the voice, though, because earlier during a break you were describing, you know, what he said to you.
Well, let's see. When the day before we started this, he was on Tony Snow's radio show, and Tony said, would you like to be president? And he said, I would like the opportunity, but this is for the native-born citizens to decide. And of course it is. I mean,
but when you talked to him about it, what else did he say to you? I mean, he said, oh, I love it, but I mean, did he encourage you in a leader-like fashion?
Oh, he absolutely did. He would like to see this, but he can't get close to it. He's got to stay away from it. And
well, what else? Tell us specifically what he said.
Well, I wish I could tell you that Arnold and I talked for hours, but, you know, we probably talked for 30 seconds to 1 minute.
But I'm reading between the lines here. You're basically saying, he said, look, I can't be connected, but thank you.
He never said I can't be connected, but not since I actually do have some brains, I have figured out the fact that he cannot be connected.
But I mean, he said thank you, and it's a great idea, but what else did he say?
That's about it. Alex, I don't want to shock anybody, but even I only get 30 seconds at a time with Arnold.
Oh, only, man, but just women thronging to touch his hem.
Yeah, well, if they could get anywhere near him. You got 35 million Californians who want a piece of him. You got all the rest of the country, some of whom actually like him. And you got the rest of the world begging for him to come and visit Oregon.
Begging him to leader them.
He's got four young children. He's got a wife who wants him, you know.
Well, let me tell you this. We're going to defeat Arnold Darkness of the Darkness Schwarzenegger, Arnold Alos Schwarzenegger. Somebody else's daddy had that name.
I never figured out how to pronounce that one.
Alos.
Alois? I don't know.
Alos.
Anyway.
But we're going to oppose. We're going to win. ArnoldExposed.com.
Alex, if you can do this, I hope you do it sooner rather than later because you'll save me several years' worth of effort.
Well, we are going, listen, we got the people behind us, and the people are going to call all the radio and TV. They're going to get us on more and more channels, more and more shows. The ball is rolling.
You go,
and,
guys.
Lizza, we are going to win this fight. We are going to defeat the people and organizations that are pushing for this attack on our Constitution.
Okay, but remember the other 12 million people you will also defeat. And in the meantime, if he's a sneaky guy, you go out him.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That was a very frightening interview. That woman is very intelligent and knows exactly, using a lot of different, very slick management techniques, what some would call, you know, mind control operations on us, agreeing with us even when she was disagreeing and then restating what she wants and saying that that's what we want. Then a caller calls in with very obscure names of women who claim to have been in mind control projects. Very obscure names. And, you know, she's got, quote, friends of Bohemian Grove, and she launches into Everybody's Afraid of That, a Manchurian Candidate program, and used key programming terms. Whoa! I mean, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And again, it's another side issue, and we got to analyze that tape. A caller calls up, and I got away from that subject because I only want to cover stuff we can prove, and then she comes right back with, that's incredible. And just that, you know, that bubbliness and just projecting that wantonness as very seductive, very skilled techniques. I mean, that's the type of techniques they teach these these CIA women. Because I've run into this, I've seen it, I've read declassified documents on it, and that whole MO just, man, these people are serious. I hope that everybody will visit ArnoldExposed.com, and I hope you'll donate to us. Every red cent will go towards radio and TV ads in limited areas to get attention, and then, of course, get media attention to what we're saying and doing. But I also hope you'll call today, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, email them, and say, look, here's a group that represents what the American people want. We don't want this. You need to give them the same attention you've given Morgenthaler Jones. Give the other Jones as much attention. We want to fight this. You can do it, folks. Contact them. Send them our press release. Say, aren't you going to do something on this? Oh, and also get my documentary films. I've made 11 of them. And I have authorized you to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes, whether it's the 9/11 being exposed as an inside job, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, or any of the other 9/11 films I carry that I didn't make. Eric Hofschmidt's and George Humphrey's, excellent. Got huge discounts on a bunch of the videos right now, DVDs as low as $5.95 a piece for two-hour videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get a whole bunch of them. Give them as gifts. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. They're taking action, believe me. Tim in Ohio, go ahead, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
What'd you think of that interview?
Sorry I missed her, because it's not often you get to come face-to-face or voice-to-voice with a real traitor. And that woman is a traitor, as is anyone else that is supporting Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Well, in all fairness, it's her right to try to amend the Constitution. It's our right to fight her.
Very good.
What did you think of the interview?
Let's lace him up. I thought it was very informative. She left quite a bit of... invitations into her psyche and where she's coming from, and I just think that she just sounds controlled. She's all part of the machinery behind the scenes that we all know goes on. And
oh man, controlled! I mean, with a big C. Whoa!
You could almost see the hand up her back.
Man, listen, the hair on the back of my neck stood up at one point.
It's unbelievable.
Just look at that jaw. Guy calls in, mentions two names connected to top mind control, and then she just starts spouting off about it. I mean, one in a thousand knows those names.
What do we know about Arnold coming from the Habsburg Illuminati bloodline?
It's very clear that some of his family worked in their homes.
Now, Hitler was rumored to be a Rothschild.
Not rumored. It's true. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour. Tim, you can stay there. We'll talk more. Everybody's calls, a ton of news. Straight ahead, ArnoldExposed.com.
Our terrorists.